You're listening to SBS News.
Tributes are pouring in from the Australian football community for the late Frank Arock, who died on Tuesday. He's being remembered as a man who made Australians believe in football. His legacy is continuing thanks to the players he inspired, including Australian Association football manager Graham Arnold.
He gave me a life. He gave me a career. I can't say it any more than that. He built a young generation, which was, again, was my generation of myself, Farina, Ian Gray, Slater, Tommy McCulloch. The list goes on. And, you know, he's really ahead of his time, especially here in Australia, with his thinking of how to build a great Socceroos team, not just for the 1986 World Cup or the 90 World Cup, but well and beyond.
Arock was well known for fostering new talent. Arnold says that's because his dedication to the players and the sport never waned.
He came in, and when you think that, and I said this to him a couple of months ago when I spoke to him on a meeting, I said, Frank, how did you coach three teams at once? He was coaching the Socceroo A team, or the Socceroos, the Socceroo B team with Eddie Thompson, and St. George Budapest. But his passion for the game was just incredible.
Arnold says Arock was a strong coach.
Frank tactically was a solid coach, and that's what I took out of Frank. But what I took out of Frank and the most of all is how he gets into players' brains, and how he did that with us, gave us a lot of belief and confidence, and his passion. His passion was, it was remarkable. And you couldn't ever not go out on the pitch and play for Australia in those days without a lot of passion, because the coach was driving that passion. He would sweat like a pig in the dressing room up with his team talks.
Arock was born in what was then known as the Kingdom of Yugoslavia in 1932 and devoted his life to football in Australia after migrating here in the 1960s. He coached the Socceroos 89 times from 1983 to 1990 before guiding them to the quarterfinals of the 1988 Seoul Olympics, Australia's first major tournament since the breakthrough 1974 World Cup. Arock also led the Socceroos to the team's famous victory against Argentina in the 1988 Bicentennial Cup, where they beat the then world champions 4-1.
He wasn't Australian, but the way he coached us and the way his pride to coach Australia, you know, was remarkable. He really put the Socceroos on the radar as a team that was feared by the world. And whenever we played anyone, anywhere, anytime, they knew that Socceroos was always going to be a hard opponent.
Not only did Arock use his European experience to help young players like Graham Arnold, he also helped Steve Corica carve out his career. Sydney FC coach Mr. Corica says he has really fond memories of Arock.
I think he changed the way the Australians approached the game. Very influential in what he wanted to do, and he had his ideas on the game, and I think he got that through, and he changed the game, I think, at the time when he was head coach of the national team. You know, like I said, when I had him at Marconi, he was very energetic, very passionate about the game, really wanted to improve the game. Very good for young players as well, very motivated coach as well, and to motivate the players. So I enjoyed my time under Frank, and obviously a sad day.
Sarah Shalala, SBS News.